LoveRacing.nz is odds on racing's biggest fan. From form analysis to race reviews, star trialists to standout sectionals and final 400s, you'll find it all at LoveRacing.nz, your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit LoveRacing.nz, racing's biggest fan.
Welcoming into the show, Scott Hornell, editor of Last Word on Rugby. How are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, I'm doing very well.
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming on, mate. Last Word on Rugby, of course, our rugby website does a lot of in-depth articles. We're not going to go too in-depth just yet, Scott, because I just wanted to talk about the NPC kicking off this weekend and get some thoughts from you on who you think the two real contenders are for the Premiership, who the two real contenders are for the Championship, and maybe who's going to be playing Championship footy, who's playing Premiership footy this season, next season, if you know what I mean.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. Well, you sort of have to start off with thinking about who are reigning champs, and of course, when you think about the premiership, it's Tasman, and you know, last year was the fulfillment of their dream, and they're probably the team that want to follow on the most and establish a bit of a legacy, whereas Some of the other teams would be more in a chasing sort of phase. So, I'm considering two of the leaders out of the Premiership, probably the likes of Tasman and maybe even Bay of Plenty in the Premiership.
Wow. Okay. Bay of Plenty's a bit of a call that people wouldn't think. I think in the odds, Tasman are favourites to win it, but you know, it's Auckland and Canterbury next, as often it is. What makes you think that Bay of Plenty can upset the odds there?
Well, I think they're a little bit more stable than they have been, and they have got some really powerful numbers that are running through the team. You know, guys like Sean Wainui and of course the talented Chase Tiatia are at the back, and then you've got real names that have proven that they're teammates, they're good team workers, and in the pack, and I think it's probably guys like Fitu Douglas in the pack, and who knows, Sam Kane might put on the blue and yellow again.
Well, that is a story that we heard actually from Sam a couple of weeks ago, isn't it? That he might run around a bit in the blue and gold. That'd be great for the NPC. Because, I mean, how great was the NPC last year? I know we didn't have any All Black rugby, but, I mean, having the All Blacks in the NPC was a bit of a Back to the Future moment.
That certainly was, the afternoon rugby, the crowds and not only the small grounds, but, the big grounds as well. It just made obviously a lot of sense, and it makes a lot of sense this time because, this first round, we have so many daytime matches because of the test match this Saturday night. At Sunday, and Sunday for one is, two games at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Geez, you really have to make your choice. But with Auckland versus Canterbury, later on Sunday afternoon, it's a real smorgasbord. And it follows on from the emphasis last year on returning names, but this year it's probably a little bit different. You've got some teams that have actually lost quite a few of their names, and I was making some notes before. Ricardo and Waikato are probably one of the hardest hit with losing their key All Blacks. But then's the breaks, isn't it?
You're not wrong. Well, I mean, so if we're talking Premiership here, I'll just go through the odds for you to win the Premiership. Sure. You've got Tasman at 375, Auckland and Canterbury both at 450, Wellington at sixes, Bay of Plenty at sevens, Waikato at nines, and Hawke's Bay at 11s. Of course, Hawke's Bay have been a bit of a yo-yo team in recent years, up and down, up and down, up and down. Do you think they can stay up this year?
That is a tough one. They've got some. They've obviously got Ash Dixon, and any team with a powerful leader like him, it's just the only downside for them obviously is a loss of early of Falau Fatawa. Mm. So getting that halfback to come in because we know Brad's not available, and getting that halfback is going to be the instigator to release some of the men on the outside, like Jonah Lowe. But, yeah, they've got Ash Dixon. It's just, yeah, they've got to have character, and actually that's one thing that that team has a lot of. So just like they have plenty, they could just steal a few and get a run on. And that's all you need is win two games out of 10 and put the pressure on the other boys.
Do you think having the shield, like they do, is going to help mm-hmm. them or hinder them? Because their shield defence games look quite winnable.
Yes. We're talking, obviously, in the second round, we've got Otago, and that's probably to their advantage. It's always been a hindrance, unless you're as powerful as Auckland were in the 80s, and Canterbury have been. So, yeah, it is a yo-yo, and sometimes when you lose that that weight off your neck, it does actually help the team. But I think Hawke's Bay will want to run out a few times there on their home park and, you know, show the locals what the colour of the shield looks like. But, yeah, I'm pretty confident that it may turn over once this year, but, you know, that depends who the challenger is.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, a quick look then at the championship. North mm-hmm. Harbour at 320, Otago 320. They're the two favourites there. Taranaki 450, Northland 7s, which interests me there. Counties Manukau at 9s, and then Manawatu and Southland favourites for the spoon at 21s. Who do you think at this stage that we'll see contesting that final to get into the premiership next season?
I'm surprised that North Harbour are that high, to be honest. It's not that Steve Jackson coming back isn't a classy move, you know, a good rebound from losing, you know, Tom Coventry, but I'm probably surprised that they are so high, and I'm surprised that Northland are so low. But hey, you know, again, they're only going on you know, games. I'm not too sure if they're counting in any preseason matches, and honest, you know, that side of the competition, the championship, with so many crossover games, they could have a couple of games turn sour on them, and you know, you might find that some of those so-called the leading sides in the championship, but the premier, the names in the championship, might actually, like Taranaki, they might lose a couple of games to premiership teams, and it just gives everybody else a sniff. So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. All right, good stuff, Scott. Thanks very much for giving us some time, mate. I know you're a busy man with Last Word on Rugby, your website. Appreciate your time, and enjoy the test this weekend and the NPC. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll talk again, eh?
We'll do. Yeah, Scott Hornell there from Last Word on Rugby.
For all things home design, enjoy Homestar with me, Shayna Blaze. All the ideas and inspiration you need for your home, DIY design projects, and expert advice.
Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series, available from wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.